Hey everyone, here is our weekly Whipple and City League football podcast as week 8's approaching fast, and we're going to break it down and talk about it. This is the second last week of the regular season, as we are in the deep part of October. You know what that means. It's playoff time, y'all. As for some, the dream is becoming bigger. For others, it's beginning to fade. And for some, it's already win or go home mode. So let's break it down and talk about it. So, as a start with the City League, their playoffs actually kicked off on Thursday night as Alderdice and Mashir were set to square off in one of the semifinals. As that game was played prior to this recording, as the final score that came in from our guy Dream Shots, Alderdice beats Mashir 22-8, so the Dragons are going back to the city title game. Friday night, Westinghouse takes on University Prep in the 1-4 matchup. Boston Bulldogs undefeated and heavily favored. We expect them to win, which is have another Bulldog-Dragon title game in the city there. Now let's talk about the Whipple. So Whipple Week 8, here we go. Class 6A, the Quad County on Friday night. Norwin hosts Canaan Mac, NA hosts Temfield, Seneca Valley's at Mount Lebanon, and then on noon kickoff on Saturday, Central Catholic hosts Baldwin. So right now, the Vikings, heavy favorites, they should be able to cover and win by mercy rule. On the other side of it, and with Allegheny, same situation as Hemfield, expect the Tigers to win by a couple scores and take care of their business. The intriguing game, Canaan Mac and Norwin. As the 6A standings, basically Norwin has to win the last two and hope the Big Macs lose out, as well as hope Hemfield loses at least once more and Baldwin loses out to have a chance to sneak in as the 5 seed. This is their chance to keep that alive. Canaan Mac needs to go on the road, win this game to be a playoff team. Big Macs are better. They have been able to compete with Seneca Valley and NA at times. So I do think they go on the road, win this game comfortably. But again, don't be surprised if Norman's hanging around after the half. And then the big one, Mount Lebanon hosting Seneca Valley. Can the Raiders play spoiler? They're a little bit banged up, but they do have a growing list of talent. They're one of the funner teams to watch across the Whipple this year. I mean, they've had that comeback magic. They've had the late game magic. But of course, Bobby P and the Blue Devils, they're experienced. They're darn good in every area of the game. They're undefeated. They've only given up 75 points in 8 games on the year, which is an average of 9.5. I like Joey D and Mount Lebanon to win this one by 2 touchdowns at home. Big game for them. I don't think they have any trouble in this one. And look at the 6A standings. Mount Lebanon's undefeated, and they have already beat Central Catholic and NA, so they're in the driver's seat to be the 1 seed. As Central Catholic and Seneca Valley both 4-1 in the conference, 6-2 overall. So those two, again, trying to keep pace with each other. As Central Catholic does have the head-to-head there in the race for 2nd and 3rd. North Allegheny's alone in 4th, 3-2 in conference, 5-3 overall. Of course, the Tigers, they play Seneca Valley Week 9, so they have a chance to elevate themselves here in the last 2 weeks. Canaan Mac 2-3, 4-4 overall. Big Macs win and they'll take care of their business to be the 5th playoff team. Well, then Baldwin's 2-3. They need to win out and get some help. Hemfield and Norwin both 0-5 in the conference, 2-6 overall. As in the playoff scenarios entering this week, Mount Lebanon and Seneca Valley both have already clinched spots in the 5-team 6A bracket. As Mount Lebanon with the win tomorrow night will secure the Quad County Conference title and the 1 seed in the 6A playoffs. When the Central Catholic with the win on Saturday secures a playoff spot, if they win and Seneca Valley loses, the Vikings would actually lock in the 2 seed, having already beaten both the Raiders and Tigers this year. If NA wins and Central Catholic wins, NA will secure a playoff spot as well. And if NA in that scenario, if Canaan Mac also loses, NA would be no lower than the 4 seed. And then Canaan Mac, with a win and a Central Catholic win, will clinch a playoff spot. It's a pretty clear cut in 6A what's going to go, what's on slate, what can happen. Okay, now let's break down Class 5A. As we're going to go conference by conference, as I'm just going to run through the standings and the agenda of the games, then we'll go playoff scenarios. So in the Allegheny 6, Moon, Bethel Park, both 3-0 in the conference. Of course, Moon's 8-0 in the year, in the mix for the number 1 overall seed in 5A, in a 12-team bracket is absolutely massive. win in Bethel Park, 5 wins overall. They've caught fire after a slow start. And this team, again, they took their lumps a year ago. They've learned, and they're for real. USC's 2-1 in the conference after the tough loss to Moon. How do they respond? West A's 1-2 coming off a much-needed win over South Fayette. Well, then Pierce Township, South Fayette, both 0-3 in the conference, as these four teams are all sub-500 football clubs. And again, all of them are, and again, Moon, Bethel Park, just about shoo-ins for the postseason. USC, but then the other four are all fighting for the last two spots out of the conference. In the Big East, Penn Trafford's 3-0, 6-2 overall in the Warriors, beat Gateway, beat Woody High, they're in cruise control for the conference crown. Gateway and Franklin Regional are both 2-1 in the conference. Gateway's got 5 wins in the season. Latrobe, Woody High, both 1-2. Both under, I mean, all three of these teams are under 500. And then Connorsville's winless on the year at the bottom. Within the Northeast, this conference absolutely wild. And what a surprise it is, as you have North Hills, Penn Hills, Fox Chapel, Pine Richland, all 2-1 in Northeast play. As on the year, North Hills is the best record of 5-3, Penn Hills, Fox Chapel, PRL, sub-500 clubs. Winnipeg-Kiski, 6-2 overall, but just 1-2 in the conference. Of course, trying to stack wins after the big win over Shaler a week ago. And then Shaler's falling apart. 6 straight losses, they're 0-3 in Northeast play. So then the schedule, 4-5A, all Friday night action. Then the Allegheny 6, first place at stake. And you could call it a de facto conference title game. Moon hosts Bethel Park. Of course, the Tigers, coming off a hard-fought physical 16-13 over USC. And Moon this year, undefeated, they're absolutely for real. They do everything great. But the thing about Moon is, they found ways to win football games in a lot of different ways. And they got 8 wins, probably 6 and been in different fashion. So that's impressive. Of course, Bethel Park's on a roll, 4 straight Ws for them. And they're getting better by the week. The defense is getting better and better. The offense as well. Volpatti and crew looking good at the right time. Of course, this week's the big clash. Bethel Park hosts USC next week. On the flip side, Moon wraps up at West A. So, again, you know, you figure this is a little bit, it's a big game for it because Moon, it's their regular season home finale. They're undefeated, trying to stay on top of everything. And they have a real chance to get the 1 seed, so that's at stake. Of course, Bethel Park, they have the tougher Week 9 opponent. So, again, a little more on riding here to try to get the win. But again, both these teams should be playoff caliber clubs, regardless of how it finishes up. South fans at USC, Pierce Township hosts West A. So look at the game picks. I like Moon. Again, they're undefeated. I think they're the better team. They're the more experienced club. Bethel Park's been on a heck of a hot streak. But again, Moon, they're veteran, they're experienced, they're at home. And again, the way they fought and won against USC last week, I think kind of was... for any doubters, kind of that last thing to shake it off. So Moon, no reason not to focus here. I like them to win by 10, at least 10. USC South Fayette, interesting in the Lions. The offense has disappeared. USC, how do you bounce back after a frustrating loss? But again, Panthers at home, I like it. I think they win by 2 touchdowns. There's the better team. Pierce Township versus West A. Can the Indians make it back-to-back Ws and really kind of scatter the playoff? Because right now it's tight, but if West A and USC both win, they'll both secure their spots and knock out Peters and South Fayette. So, can that happen? Of course, Indians back against the wall. This program is definitely elevated, but can they keep them in level? Again, they started strong. They fell off the map the last month here. I'm going to pick an upset. I think Pierce Township at home digs deep, finds a way to squeak this one out. Just kind of one of those weird scoring games. And the playoff scenarios for the Allegheny 6, Moon and Bethel Park actually both have clinched playoff spots, as Moon with a win would secure the conference crown. Well, if Bethel Park wins and USC loses, they would get the conference title secured. USC wins, they're in the playoffs tomorrow night. If West A wins and South Fayette loses, they will also secure a playoff spot. So it's pretty clear cut what can happen. Now looking at the Big East, all Friday night, Gateway hosts Connorsville, Penn Trafford hosts Franklin Regional, Woody High hosts Latrobe. The game picks, I think, are pretty clear. Gateway, PT, and Woody High. The Gators, clearly the better team. It's a winless Falcons. They should have no trouble. And it's one of those games you come out there, you kind of can pound your chest and feel good about yourselves going down the stretch. So, Gateway, the schedule is very favorable these last 2 weeks for them. Penn Trafford, you took care of the hard games. You got the rivalry against the Panthers. Franklin Angel, they had a heck of a second half comeback last week. Penn Trafford's really having good win after good win. They're clicking at the right time. Warriors at home, big. And then what do you have, Latrobe? Latrobe, how do you respond after just an ugly loss, an ugly second half defeat? Woody High, yeah, I know you haven't looked the best against Penn Trafford and Gateway. In between was a big win over Franklin Regional. We'll see that Wolverine offense, who's got a bit of a passing game, come out tomorrow. I like them to win. I'm going to say by 15 points at the Wolverine. And, of course, the Week 9, Woody High goes to Connorsville, so the Wolverines do have that in their back pocket as well. And the playoff scenarios here, Penn Trafford has already clinched the playoff spot, trying to secure its conference title, and they do that with a victory. Gateway wins, they clinch, and the winner of Woody High and Latrobe would clinch if Franklin Angel pulls the upset. Then in the Northeast, I mean, this conference is absolutely wide open in the slate for tomorrow. Fox Chapel at North Hills, Ringgold at West Mifflin, looked at the wrong one. So you have the Foxes at North Hills, Kiski's at Pine Richland, Penhills hosts Shaler, and honestly, I think this is, again, kind of an easy pick'em. I like the North Hills, Penhills, and PR all at home, because Shaler's lost 6 straight games. Penhills, they're finding their stride. Even the loss to PR, they played really well. They just were one score short. The Penhills, they rallied against North Hills, and then on the road against Fox Chapel, who was in the upper hand, dominating to win 28-7. I think Penhills has another dominant performance tomorrow night against the Titans to get a third straight victory. And of course, then Week 9, they're at Kiski, which could be a very big game for seeding and positioning. So I think Penhills clicking at the right time, no question there. Pirates and Kiski, the Cavaliers have just fallen off the map. They've fallen apart. Going on the road against a Ram team that has the defense, I just see Kiski having trouble to score points, move the ball. I think PR bounces back after an uncharacteristic 7-point showing in that loss at North Hills. They're going to be motivated. So I think PR comes back and makes a statement tomorrow night to get that 5th win on the season. And then North Hills, I mean, is there potential for them to have a slip down after coming off a big win over PR? Yes, absolutely. But Fox Chapel, possibly looking their wounds after a frustrating and, I think, kind of deflating loss last week. So I'm gonna bank on Fox Chapel being deflated, North Hills being up, North Hills being home, and the Indians sensing conference titles in their sights. Because, again, you beat PR, you beat Kiski, you had the loss to Penn Hills, but you win this game, you know, and then you go to Shaler next week. North Hills, great opportunity to be at the top of this conference, you know, in 2 weeks. Too much to lose. I like them at home with a sense of urgency to win. And the playoff scenarios, PR with a win is in. Penhills with a win and a Kiski loss is in. Well, then the winner of North Hills Fox Chapel clinches if Kiski loses. So again, pretty clickable than that. But that conference title not going to be decided until Week 9, which you got to love it. Now let's talk about Class 4A. As once again, the top 4 from the Big 8 and Parkway get in. The top 5 from the Great Allegheny round of the 13-team bracket. So, let's look at the schedule. As 4A is a little more kind of solidified, as in the Big 8, Trinity hosts Lower Highlands, West Mifflin hosts Ringgold, TJ's at McKeesport, the big game alert there. And then Bel Vernon has a bye week. As looking at this conference, the playoff scenario is pretty solid, as Bel Vernon, McKeesport, TJ have all clinched. They're just jockeying for position. Well, the Lower Highlands clinches with the win over Trinity. So the Hillers need to win at home to stay alive, let alone keep hope alive for Ringgold, who's trying to sneak in. As the standings is Bel Vernon undefeated, they're 5-0 in the conference. McKeesport's 4-0 in conference play, 7-1 overall. TJ, 3-1 in the conference, 5-1 overall. So again, so Bel Vernon, McKeesport, that's the big game Week 9, and that could be the de facto conference title game, where the Tigers, with a win, would make that be a thing and would lock TJ into third place. If the Jaguars come away with the victory, then you'd have potential for any one of those three to get a share of the conference title, you know, in the Big 8. Of course, Lower Highlands is 2-3 in the conference, 5-3 overall, but they've lost 3 out of 4. trend. He's 1-3 in the conference. Ringo West Mifflin both 0-4 at the bottom. So basically, the standards of that is looking at it. I like Laurel Highlands on the road against Trinity. They got the best player on the field, Ronnie Gallagher. DeShields is probably the second best player. I think they bounce back and get a much needed sixth win. West Mifflin hosting Ringgold. West Mifflin just has been disappointing this year. Ringgold, they've been fun to watch. You feel good for them. They deserve a conference win. I like the Rams on the road. TJ McKeesport, the Tigers won this game a year ago. They got the triple option. And again, they're used to seeing the big dogs from the old 5A days for them and the old quad A days. TJ's that caliber of team. This one's in the port. They're feeling it. They have a variety of options. I just like the Tigers at home. I think it's going to be one of those low-scoring 17-14 games. But again, TJ, just when you thought they had it against Bell Vernon on the road, they lost to Devin Whitlock, who was a one-man band, and he dominated and put on a historical performance. Basically a Heisman moment for him. This time you go to McKeesport, who has, again, Devin Whitlock, nobody of his caliber on that team, but you got a bunch of dudes who, you know, who aren't far off. So I just like McKeesport to pull this one out at home. In the Parkway, Blackhawk hosts Aliquippa, Montour hosts Beaver, Shore Valley at Newcastle. As the standings, Aliquippa's 3-0 in the conference, 6-1 overall. Beaver and Newcastle both 2-1 in conference and 5 overall wins. Shore Valley and Montour both 1-2 and sub-500. Blackhawk is 0-3 in the conference, 2-6 overall. As Blackhawk's in desperation mode, but things just haven't gone their way this year. They've been on the wrong side of some close games. The Quips are cruising, and I think they do so on the road. Beaver and Montour is an interesting matchup, but I think Beaver is, well, they are for real. I like what they do on defense. Wideringer's a special player. I just think he's maybe the best player on the field. I like what the Bobcats have, and I think they pull this one out. Newcastle, Shore Valley. Shore Valley, I think they're kind of underachieving. Newcastle's finding ways to win. Chris Hood's working on great. Mike Wells, best player on the field. And yes, I know Lamont Payne's very good in his own right. And they got some boys who can ball with, on Shore Valley, like Ibrahim, Anthony Mackey, and such. But I think Newcastle at home, it's a special vibe. I think they find a way to squeak on in like a 26-22 ball game. And the scenarios in this conference, if I can find the list, Aliquippa has already clinched, and again, a win and a Newcastle loss gets in the conference title. Beaver with a win is in the playoffs. Same thing for Newcastle. I'm kind of looking ahead here to see how this can play out. You know, week 9, Aliquippa hosts Newcastle, so again, the Hurricanes really need to take care of business this week, considering what they have left. When the Chartiers Valley, on the other hand, lost the heartbreaker to Beaver last week. They have a tough one on the road again this week. How do they bounce back? And then they go with Montour. So again, Shore Valley, Montour, they're far from out of it regardless of what happens. And really, other than Blackhawk, this is going to be a wide-open race for 2nd through 4th heading into the last week. And the Greater Allegheny, Hampton's in the driver's seat, undefeated. The Hampton Talbots, yes, 8-0 in the year, 5-0 in the conference. Outscoring people on average 38-12 a game. Impressive for them. Well, then Armstrong, Greensburg, Salem, Plum, all 3-2 in the conference. As Armstrong, GS, 5-3 overall, Plum's 3-5. Highlands, Indiana, both 2-3, 500 teams. And then Knock, Mars, both Avid, 1-4 in the conference. Well, I guess not Avid just yet. I spoke too early there. And this conference has been wild, especially with 5 making it in. As the scenarios, Hampton's clinched the conference title already, so congrats to the Talbots. Conference champions for them. And actually, a story is coming out actually about this. So apparently Plum was found guilty of using an ineligible player in a couple games this season, and one of those games was against Mars. So as a result, Plum won the game on the field. But the Whipple most likely is going to force Plum to forfeit the game against Mars, meaning once this becomes official within the next week or so, Plum's going to drop to 2-3 in the conference. Mars will go to 2-3, so both are still, but Mars is now even more alive for that last playoff spot. And Plum, honestly, their hopes take a little bit of a hit with that. So that's actually a huge update. And then back to the playoff scenarios. Armstrong with a win, they're in. Greensburg-Salem with the wins in. And then Indiana with a win over Mars. And if Highlands, Plum, and Knock all lose, would secure a spot. So that's actually some big news in the Greater Allegheny. Is looking at this week's agenda. Knock hosts Hampton. Highlands at Greensburg-Salem. Mars hosts Indiana, Plum, and Armstrong. So the Highlands-GS game is a massive game for the playoff seeding. And this one's hard to read, because both these teams have been up and down all year. There's really been no consistency, but both can light it up. I think the safest bet is the over, and then see both these teams. I think we're going to have 70-some points in this game. I'm going to go Golden Lions. I think at home, they find a way to squeak it out. And I'm going to say they win the game. I say Greensburg-Salem wins this game 39-36. Well, of course, Highlands, after hitting a rough patch mid-season, and come off with a huge win against Armstrong, but they go on the road. And I just think a Highlands team who had lost consecutive home games and then went to Indiana and lost by 2 scores, I just think they're going to have trouble going on the road against another high-powered team. You know, that does have a nice rushing attack and being able to pull it out. And then Hampton should cruise and Knock by at least 3 touchdowns. Of course, Talbots, I mean, they're undefeated. They have a real chance to challenge for a top 3 seed. It's going to be tough, but they definitely have a case, especially if they win out. Mars in Indiana, can Mars make something happen? I don't think they have the offense to keep up with the Indians running attack. I like Indiana to win this one by 2 scores. And then Plum and Armstrong. Plum, you're feeling good. That's got to be deflating news. How do you handle it? Armstrong definitely chomping at the bit after a disappointing loss last week. Kane Olsen's the best player on the field. I like the Riverhawks at home to get into the playoffs and make a bounce-back statement. I'm kind of looking to see what Week 9 looks like in this conference. Armstrong does travel to Indiana next week. And then Greensburg-Salem travels to Plum. So things will not be settled, really, until... I mean, entirely so until next week, but again, a lot at stake in this car. There should be good games. There should be a couple good games. Okay, Class 3A, the top 4 for each conference making it into the playoffs. And these playoff scenarios, there's really not a whole lot of them. They're just kind of running through. In the Allegheny 7, North Carolina and Freeport both have clinched in the interstate. Elizabeth Ford with a win clinches a playoff spot and the conference title. That win over Mount Pleasant last week was massive in their pursuit. Mount Pleasant with a win is in. Southmoreland with a win over EF and a South Park loss would secure a playoff spot, as well as keep the conference title alive. And then the Northwestern 6, Central Valley and Everett both have clinched, and tomorrow night is the de facto conference title game between the two, the winner conference champs. So the schedules in the Northwestern 6. Central Valley's at Aberworth. Hopewell hosts Keystone Oaks. Quick Valley at Ambridge is. I like KO by Mercywell on the road. I want to pick the Bridgers in an upset at home. And then Central Valley at Aberworth, the de facto conference title game. They didn't play a year ago because of COVID, so a long overdue meeting is now. Both are playing good football, but I'm going Central Valley. Until someone beats them, you got to prove it otherwise. Leighton Alexander is the best player on the field, and I just think the big playability of the Warriors, who do have Matt Merritt back, who do have some Fitzsimmons and some big studs in that defense, I think it'll be too much, and they'll pull away late third quarter, fourth quarter to win this game on the road. In the interstate, Brownsville at York. Yeah, this is somebody's going to get a win. I think the Cougars finally do at home. Elizabeth Ford at Southmoreland. This is the Scotties' chance. This is their opportunity. Can they clinch and keep conference title alive and have a huge head-to-head? I'm going to go with the Warriors. I just think Elizabeth Ford is playing its best football right now. They dominated Mount Pleasant in a huge game last week. And again, EF, they've owned this conference in the last 4 or 5 years. They're trying to get back to the Whippeal title game. They've had the big game experience. Southmoreland trying to get back to the playoffs for the second time in 3 years. But I just think EF has more to it. And I do agree that Zion White's the best player on the field. Yes, one of the guys like Flournoy and Zach Boyd, just too much. I think they'll find a way to pull away on the road. And then Mal P Do they bounce back? The answer is yes. South Park, just, it has not been good this year. Vikings got to be extra motivated. They'll take care of it at home. And I'm just kind of looking at things ahead. Mount Pleasant goes to South Allegheny next week. It will be a huge game. South Mount goes to South Park, so that should favor the Scotties to have a bounce back in the worst case scenario. EF gets Yawk, so if they don't get the Conference title this week, they'd have a great chance to at least get a share of it next week, and which should be a very winnable game for them. In the Allegheny 7, Burles at Derry, Valley hosts East Day, North Calic at Freeport. So Derry just isn't good this year. Burrell, who's played better football, will get the win by at least two scores. Look for Cam DiCaprio to have a monster night. East Day at Valley. Valley's feeling good after a win. East Day really feeling good. I think East Day keeps feeling good. They get a much-needed victory. And then North Calic at Freeport. Huge game in the Allegheny 7. Huge game because both teams undefeated in the conference. This is the de facto conference title game. Freeport's at home. Freeport, they are under the radar. They do have a bunch of veterans. Ben Lane's a special player. But North Catholic, they've owned this conference for a while. They're outscoring people 41.6 to under 4 points a game. Until someone improves it, Trojans on the road. But I'm going to say it's a low-scoring game that comes down to the final 6 minutes. I think Trojans pulled out with a late touchdown drive, 22-17. You know, and taking a look at kind of what's left in the conference here, North Catholic gets Derry next week, so they're in good hands. Freeport goes to Deer Lakes, which will be a challenging game, I think, next week for them. So again, so the Yellow Jackets, huge chance tomorrow. Can they do it? Of course, Deer Lakes goes to South Allegheny in a non-conference clash this week as both teams try to get some momentum going into the finale as Deer Lakes has lost its last two after a little bit of a hot streak for them. So I do like South End that game, by the way. I think they just have more talent. But look at the standings in the Allegheny 7. North Calic, Freeport both undefeated. Conference play overall. North Calic's 8-0. Freeport's 4-3. Deer Lakes 3-2. East Day's 2-3. Deer Lakes has the head-to-head, so East Day needs that third victory in conference. Both are 3-5 overall. Valley, Burrell both 1-3. Derry's 0-3. These teams are combined to be 3-20 on the year. As of course, Valley, if they could pull the upset, will do huge wonders for their playoff bid. Burrells, assuming they win, will keep their playoff hopes alive going into the finale. And Burrell does give Valley next week, so the Bucks, if they win out and get some help, could steal the last spot for the playoffs. The Interstate, EF's undefeated. Sophomores 3-1, both are 6-2 in the season. Mount Pleasant's 2-1 in the conference, 4-3 overall. South East 3-2, South Park's 2-2, both under 500. And then Brownsville and Yawk combined, 0-14 in the year, both 0-4 in the conference. As again, Southdale will have a chance getting the Vikings next week to make a push. And Mount Pleasant already beat South Moreland, so they should be with an opportunity to get second place as well. And the Northwestern 6, Central Valley, Aberworth, both 3-0 in the conference, combined to be 15-1 in the year. KO, Quaker Valley, Ambridge, all 1-2 in the conference, all under 500. So again, top 4 get in, so Hopewell is winless, they're pretty much out of it. So the Bridger-Quaker game is massive in the race for 4th. Of course, Keystone X, assuming they beat Hopewell, would have a leg up. As KO does get Ambridge next week. So if the Bridgers can win, assuming the Eagles win, you would have third and fourth place decided next week. Of course, Quaker Valley needs to win to stay alive, as they also already lost to KO. So that's kind of how the bomb 2 would break out in the Northwestern 6. Then Class 2A, the biggest and baddest one, is a 16-team bracket. As, of course, the top 5 from the Midwestern get in, the top 3 from both the Allegheny and Three Rivers get in. And the better fourth-place team between the two conferences gets a wild-card spot. And then the Century sends its top 4 into the playoffs as well. As scenarios here, the Allegheny, Sarah Calic is clinched. Steel Valley clinches with a win this week. And then Shadyside clinches with a win and a Paul Ridge loss. The Century, Wash High, and Shar Houston both have clinched. as Wash High, they received a victory this week as Frazier had to forfeit their game, so Wash High gets the win over them. So if McGuffey loses, the Prexies clinch the conference title, as they've already beat Shaw Houston, that's why. McGuffey with the win, or Waynesburg loss, secures a playoff spot. If Bet Center wins and Waynesburg loses, they clinch a playoff spot. The Three Rivers, Starox has clinched a playoff spot with a win, gets the conference title, as they've already beat Western Beaver, so that's why. Western Beaver with a win and a St. LaSalle loss clinches. Southside with a win and a Carleton loss clinches. And then the Midwestern, Laurel, Beaver Falls, Neshanka, and Mohawk have secured their spots in the playoffs, meaning fifth place is open. As if Laurel wins and Neshanka loses, they secure the conference crown. And Freedom gets the last playoff spot with a win and a New Brighton loss, as those two will be battling it out for the final spot anyways. Just looking at the standings and the schedule for Friday night. As down the list we go in Class 2A, as the Allegheny, Shadyside hosts Ligonier Valley, Apollo Ridge hosts Steele Valley, Southern Academies at Sarah Catholic. As Sarah Catholic, Steele Valley, both 3-0 in the conference, combined to be 16-0 in the season, and their Week 9 clash will determine the conference crown, and that'll be a doozy of a game. Ligonier Valley, Shadyside, Apollo Ridge all 1-2 in the conference. Ligonier Valley is 6-2 overall, Shadyside's 4-4, Apollo Ridge is 2-5. And Southern Academy is winless on the season at the bottom. So picks, I like Steele Valley on the road by at least 3 touchdowns. There's the better team and more to play for, obviously. Sarah Catholic should mercy rule Southern Academy. And then Ligonier Valley and Shadyside. This one's closer than the experts think. The sexy picks the Bulldogs. But I think the Rams bounce back and use that experience on the road to win a low-scoring, funky game, like 19-15, I think they pull it out. And looking ahead into Week 9, I'll see Sarah and Steele Valley. That'll be the de facto conference title game. Ligonier Valley Chase is obviously huge for the playoff bid. Again, third place is automatically in. Fourth place has to wait to see if they qualify for the last spot. Ligonier Valley hosts the Paul Ridge next week. Or the other side of it, Shadyside, they get Summit Academy next week. So the Bulldogs have much more leeway, but again, head-to-head would be massive. Shadyside's already beat Paul Ridge, so you're looking at things, you figure the Vikings will get the loss. You figure Shadyside has a win next week, so you matter of, again, Shadyside, Ligonier Valley, huge, huge game this week. It could potentially be a knockout game. In the Century, Bet Center's at McGuffey, Waynesburg hosts Shaw Houston, Frazier forfeited to Washington, so Wash High is credited with the victory, and then Charleroi's out of conference to play Albert Gallatin. So, look at those standings. Wash High is undefeated, Shaw Houston's has one loss, which came to the Prexies. McGuffey has one loss that came to Shaw Houston, they're 4-4 overall. Bet Center, Waynesburg both 1-1 in conference play, as is Charleroi, 1-4, Frazier's winless. So looking at things really here, I mean, McGuffey should take care of business at home, and I like them by at least 2 scores. Shaw Houston should win by at least 2 scores on the road. Wash High already got the win. So you're looking at a really, Wash High, Shaw Houston should be 1-2. McGuffey, they're going to need to pull off an upset next week to finish higher, but they should be fine to at least get third if they win tomorrow. They clinch in, should just be a top 3 team. And then fourth place, Bet Center with an upset would get it. If not, they still have a chance. It's Week 9. Bet Center actually hosts Waynesburg, so really when you look at, barring somebody pulls an upset, Bet Center and Waynesburg next week would be to determine fourth place, as both have already beat Charleroi. So the Cougars kind of on the outside. And actually, I misspoke. I'm sorry. Charleroi beat Waynesburg early on. My apologies. So again, Charleroi with them and over Waynesburg still alive. So assuming Bet Center and Waynesburg both lose tomorrow, the Week 9, you'd have those 3 teams fighting for 4th place. And again, 4th place, you're automatically out of the Century. Looking at the Three Rivers, Starox is undefeated. They're in the driver's seat. Western Beaver, Southside, both 2-1. Carleton CSI both went 2-1, Bruins 0-3 in the conferences. Overall, Western Beaver 6-2, Southside's 5-3. Then the other three have 2 or 1 wins on the season. As tomorrow night, CSI travels to Southside Beaver, Bruin hosts Still Rocks, Western Beaver travels to Carleton. So the Cougars, they've struggled the last couple weeks. Western Beaver has got to be ready to come back after a frustrating loss. I like the team that's got a chip on their shoulder. I like Western Beaver on the road comfortably. Starks will mercy, will Bruin. It's a matter of how much to get that conference crown. And Southside Beaver hosting Salem South. It won't be an easy win, but the Rams, they know what they got to do this time of year. They've looked really good the last 2 weeks. I think they do the same thing tomorrow, win the game by at least 3 scores to make a statement. And looking at week 9, assuming Southside and Western Beaver both win, Southside travels to Western Beaver next Saturday. So talk about a little Halloween primer. That's going to be a huge football game to determine, to determine potentially second, third place in this conference. And again, if Southside and Western Beaver both win tomorrow, they secure playoff spots. And again, this conference sends 3 teams. That would be big. And then I'm looking at it. Carleton goes to Still Rock, so if they don't win tomorrow, they could be in trouble to try to get fourth. CSI gets approached getting Bruin next week, so the Rebels, you figure, have a good chance of finishing fourth. And again, it comes down to see which fourth place team is better between these conferences. But looking at it, I would say the Alleghenies got the stronger of the two conferences, meaning the fourth place team had the better SOS. But anyways, then the Midwestern, Beaver Falls is at Neshannock, Elwood City hosts Laurel, Freedom hosts Mohawk, New Brighton at Riverside. As the standings, Laurel's undefeated, Neshannock, Beaver Falls both 4-1 in the conference overall, Neshannock 7-1, Beaver Falls is 4-3, Mohawk's 3-2, 4-4 overall, Freedom's 2-3, 3-5 overall, and then New Brighton, Riverside both 1-4, both have 6 overall losses. Elwood City's at the bottom, winless, they're out of the mix. As Laurel with a win, conference champs, Elwood City, no mercy room, no problem there, so the Spartans should take care of business. The big game, Beaver Falls at Neshannock. The Lancers, can they get healthy at the right time? They've won 4 straight games, and they've really dominated them. As they're getting the points, of course, Beaver Falls, after the frustrating loss to Laurel, has won 4 straight on their own, and they've taken care of their business in dominant fashion. I expect this one to be a high-scoring game. I'm going to say both teams break the 30s, but I think Beaver Falls, the defending champs, have some bigger-name players. Cameron Owens, he's banged up. Does he go? How healthy is he? I think just too many questions. I think Beaver Falls, on the road, squeaks out. I'm going to say a 36-31 victory. And again, both teams are in the playoffs. Both are good, solid clubs. But I just think Beaver Falls will find a way to win this game. And again, the winner should be a shoo-in for second place in the conference. As Neshannock, they go to Laurel next week. So the Lancers, the toughest remaining 2 weeks here. So, we'll see how they fare. But they definitely make it a challenge. And then Mohawk, they're in the playoffs, but where do they end up? Is this Mohawk team, they get Elwood City next week, so they do have the easiest finish to the season. They go to Freedom, which won't be an easy game, especially because Freedom knows they win, they're in. So that's huge. As for that, and Mohawk, they've lost the last 2 weeks, they've been outscored 95-16. Mohawk, they beat Neshannock in a defensive game, they won by 2 at New Brighton, they took care of Riverside. But I think the last 2 weeks maybe raises a little red flag. Freedom hasn't, they've been anything but consistent this year. They're coming off a rough loss. And they've been up and down. But I'm going to say Freedom at home, knowing when and they're in, gets the job. And I think the Bulldogs find a way to sneak this one out. It went at like 26-20 or something like that. But of course, if Freedom loses, then the fifth place is up for grabs next week. As Freedom goes to New Brighton, so for the TV ratings, you definitely want to see Mohawk win to make it more interesting. And the other picks, New Brighton should win at Riverside. They're the better team. They're going to score more points. Simple as that. So the Lions should get that second win. So either way you spin it, new Brian Freedom, next week should have some meeting, but just a matter of what it's going to look like. And the Midwest is about positioning as well for the overall bracket, too. But again, there should be some big games in that card, as it's been every week. And last but not least, Class 1A action. As the agenda for tomorrow, as in the Big 7, Cornell Four Chairs actually been waived off, apparently. So that one, we don't have enough info to talk about why or who it's going to affect. Northgate hosts Olsh, Sheninga hosts Rochester, Union's at Burgettstown. As looking at it, Cornell's undefeated in the conference, and they have a two-game lead over Baylor, so the Raiders are in the driver's seat. Well, then Olsh, Rochester, Fort Cherry, and Sheninga all 3-2. As again, not sure why Fort Cherry and Cornell's postponed. We'll have more news on that early next week when we recap the action. So that'll be a big deal, and that has huge implications for the races and standing. So it's a shame, but it is what it is. So that one's off the schedule. Olsh and Northgate, the Chargers are a better team. They're playing better ball. I think they'll bounce back at the win. Union, Burgettstown. Union struggled. Burgettstown is coming off a victory. As Burgettstown, Union, Northgate all 1-4. As I'm going to go on a limb and say Blue Devils win at home and make it back-to-back victories. And then Sheninga or Rochester. Sheninga's played better football. They've won 3 straight games quietly. Rochester, they've been playing good ball as well. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. But I like Rochester with the experience on the road to win. I'm going to say 16-7 in a low-scoring defensive battle. And the scenarios here, Cornell's clinched a playoff spot, and again, they're in the driver's seat for the conference title. Olsh with a win is in. The winner of Sheninga-Rochester clinches, and then Fort Cherry would have clinched with a win, but that game is getting postponed. As he is in 1A, the top 5 in each conference make the playoffs, and then the best 6th place team, there's no walk-on, I'm sorry, so 1A, it's a 15-team bracket. Top 5 from each conference make it in. My apologies. So, again, it's kind of separated top 5 in this conference. And then in the East, Friday night, Springdale hosts Clareton. Jeanette hosts GCC. Leechburg hosts Samani. On Saturday, Riverview takes on Kahneman. So, Kahneman, Leechburg should have no trouble. Springdale's falling off the map. I like Clareton to bounce back with a statement on the road. And then GCC, Jeanette's a rivalry. The Centurions should win this one on the road as they have some more talent this year. And the standings, Clareton's 5-0 in the conference. Kahneman's 4-1, the only loss coming to the Bears. Leechburg's 3-2, having lost to both Kahneman and Clareton. GCC's 3-2. Springdale's 2-3, and then the rest is 1-4. As Clareton, GCC, Springdale all 5 wins. Leechburg 6-2, Kahneman 7-1 overall. So again, you look at, assuming Clareton wins, which you pick them to do so, the race for 5th is still up for grabs, with Springdale only being 1 game up. But then really battling out the rest, just take care of your business pretty much, to be honest. Looking at the remaining schedules, I'll see Clareton Jeanette's the traditional week 9 clash with the Bears. But the Bears will be in good hands going forward. And looking at the week 9. Springdale goes to Riverview. You see like them to get that win, so the Dynamos should be able to make the playoffs, especially having already beaten, in their case, Jeanette and Amani, so they should be the last team in, just because of the head-to-heads. GCC goes to Leechburg. Host Leechburg next week, so that game will be big for third place. Both having already lost to Kahneman and Clareton. So, basically, if Clareton takes care of their business, they'll be conference champs. Kahneman, they win, they should get second. GCC Leechburg, they'll determine third and fourth next week. And Springdale with the head-to-heads, assuming they don't get upset in week 9, should be the last team in this conference to make it in. This week's scenarios, Clareton and Kahneman have already clinched playoff spots. Clareton wins this week, they secure the conference title. GCC clinches with a win over Jeanette. And then the Leechburg Blue Devils can end the longest playoff drought in the Whippeel with a win tomorrow night. It's been since 1988. Blue Devils at home. It's purely urgency. Take care of your business. And then if Springdale pulls the upset and Riverview loses, they have a clinch tomorrow, but most likely they'll have to wait the next week. In the Tri-County South, Friday's agenda, Carmichael's hosts Savella, Manassas hosts California, West Green versus Jefferson Morgan, Mapletown at Benworth. And as basically, was looking at the standings in the TCS, West Green's 5-0, Carmichael's 4-1, Cal and Mapletown both 3-2, Manassas 2-3, as West Green, Carmichael's both 6-2 overall, Cal's 5-2, Mapletown's 5-3, Manassas 3-5 overall, and then Benworth, Avella, JM, all 1-4 in the conference. Combine these teams overall in the year, 4-19. So, looking at game picks, Carmichael's coming off a huge win over Cal. Avella got off the schneid, but Carmichael's is home. They're clearly better. They should roll comfortably. Cal and Manassas, how do the Trojans bounce back? Luckily for the Greyhounds, have struggled to find their offense. I like Cal to win this game by at least 2 scores on the road. West Green should have no issues with JM at home. And then Mapletown and Benworth. The Bearcats just lost at Avella. Landon Stevenson's best player on the field. The Maples, they're feeling it, winning 3 straight games. I like them on the road to win. I'm going to say Mapletown wins this game by at least 20 points. I'm going to go on a limb and say that one. And then looking at things, you know, in the TCS, with the playoff scenarios, is West Green, Carmichael's have both clinched playoff spots. West Green's already beat both the Mikes and Cal, so West Green with the win secures the conference title tomorrow. And then Cal, Mapletown, both situations, when they win, they're in. If Manassas wins and Avella loses, they would secure a playoff spot as well in the TCS. So those are the scenarios. Of course, West Green goes to Mapletown next week, so pressure's on the Maples now to win and get their playoff spot secured. Of course, the Greyhounds, they go to Avella next week, so the Avella Eagles, who were their feel-good story a year ago, this year it's been a struggle, but if they're able to pull the upset, they would have a real chance to get in. Of course, Avella, still with the opportunity as top 5 make it out of TCS. Manassas is in 5th right now, so if Manassas loses this week, which, you know, against Cal, they are the underdogs, Avella would have a chance in Week 9 to make the push for the playoffs. As, of course, Benworth and JM's case for the playoffs. Benworth goes to Cal in Week 9. JM hosts Carmichael. So you figure both JM and Benworth will be heavy Week 9 underdogs. Both are underdogs this week. So if neither win, the Avella Eagles still very much alive for a late playoff push in Week 9. And that would be a lot to watch for 5th spot in this conference, which would make it exciting. But again, the top 3 are pretty systematic between West Green, Carmichael's, and Cal in that order. As West Green beat both, the Mikes just beat Cal, so that's that. And the Maples, again, they win, they're in, trying to make it 4 straight, need to do so with the Pioneers looming next week. So that's that. That's a wrap-up, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Week 8 of Whippeel football underway, as it's a full Friday night with again, conference titles, playoff lives at stake. This is where the fun's happening. Of course, the City League playoffs underway. As the top seed was Westinghouse, they host number 4 University prepping a semifinal Friday night. Of course, Thursday was a 2-3 matchup. Brashear took on Alderdice, and then Dragons were victorious 22-8 the final. So Alderdice into the city title game, awaiting the winner of Westinghouse University Prep next weekend. Perry was eliminated. Their season's over with. As they're out, Carrick's independent. They're also done as well. So that's that. So hope you guys enjoyed this. We'll talk next week to recap and preview the home stretch of the regular season. So thank you guys. Enjoy your weekend. Check us out on the web. Cover3athletics.wixsite.com/WestPA. Find Cover3Athletics on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Hope you guys enjoy us. We'll talk next week. Enjoy your weekend. And wherever you're going, be safe, be smart, and have fun. Here we go, guys. Enjoy. We'll see you guys next week.